पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नमस्ते सारस्वती देव गौरव निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश
ही।
There's some 5,000 temples in Vrindavan. How many?
5,000.
Practically every home is also temple. Hari, 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 hari.
Again and again to Sri Krishna.
to his lotus feet. May you be never tired of coming. Coming to the temple, of course, we come for darshan of the Lord. His darshan is darshan becomes more possible, but in the pages of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, that's the way to see the Lord, not with the eyes, but with the help of ears, shastras. We see Krishna. In the very beginning of Bhagavatam, the statement that does talk of, that talks even of the Lord's returning to his abode, and statement says, Krishna dhamu bhagate dharma jnana nibhisaha. He took everything, even jnana, the knowledge he took with him. As a result, there was a total darkness here. And that was the age of Kali. Darkness, dark everywhere. Not able to see. Well, see but not see at the same time. Seeing the world, seeing the matter is not really seeing. See beyond the matter, or see beyond the material existence. See something that is out of this world. The first time I came to South Africa and visited this temple, as I entered, I kind of understood the term that we use, that something out of this world. When I came in here, at the airport and then on the way to the temple, that was the world, that is the world. But then as I came here, darshan of the deities and all that we are seeing here, I thought, this is out of this world. Yes, it is. No eyes to see. Things beyond matter. Our personality, who is source of this matter, controller of this matter. So when Lord departed, then that left. He took everything with him. Kalo nasta dashamisham. So people lost their eyesight. And at that time, Lord kindly arranged Purana Harka Uditaha. In this Puran, Srimad Bhagavat Puran, which is described as brilliant as sun. Bhagavatam, which is brilliant as sun, came on the horizon. It appeared in this world. So Lord returned or disappeared, and then Bhagavatam appeared in the place of the Lord. This is as good as the Lord. with the help of Bhagavatam, we get our lost vision back to the head eye specialist coming. Try to give me better eyesight. But what do we see with the eyes or the glasses? Not much. We need Divya Chakshu, Shastra Chakshu. And Sri Bhagavatam provides that vision. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. I'm trying to say something glorifying Bhagavatam. One time in North America, devotees were traveling and preaching and distributing books. In one particular party, there are so many books to carry. There no additional space for deities to be carried, so that devotees could have, they could offer arati to the deity. So they wrote to Prabhupada, our vehicle is full of books, Gita and Bhagavatam. We have no room where we could put our deities and worship. Prabhupada said, put the books on the altar and worship the books. Worship Bhagavatam. And that is like worshiping the Lord. Shukadeva Goswami, Shukadeva Goswami ki. As he was about to begin recitation of Bhagavad Katha, he was going to do that for 7 days and seven nights. Sometimes, why 7 days? The solution to a big problem of dying. And we all die within 7 days, you will be all, me included, will live within seven days. I mean, someone will die on Monday, someone on Thursday, someone on Tuesday, someone on Friday. And within 7 days, everyone dies. If we hear Bhagavatam for 7 days, and no more birth, no more death, that kind of reward we get, and just liberation is not the moksha is not the goal of recitation of Bhagavatam. Demigods probably thought that way. When they got the news that King Parikshit, he has been cursed to die within 7 days, and then so they rushed to Hastinapur, and by that time Sukadeva Goswami, he had already taken his asana and he was going to recite Bhagavatam. The demigods arrived. They say, we have amrit, we have nectar from the churning of the ocean. Demigods and demons, they did a big churning of the ocean. And different items emerged. And finally, the amrit was there. Kumbh Mela time, and amrit comes back again. And everyone comes, hundreds and thousands, millions of people come to get that nectar. So they said, we have some of that nectar. Please offer this to King Parikshit. And in exchange, you could give us Bhagavatam. Bhagavat Amrit. We have Amrit. So in exchange of this Amrit, you give this to King Parikshit. He will become immortal. And give us Bhagavat in exchange. Sundar Goswami said, get lost. You do not understand the value of Bhagavatam. It's not meant only for becoming Amar or attaining moksha or becoming immortal. Bhagavatam gives something beyond mukti, and that is bhakti. And we were discussing yesterday how bhakta gets Bhagavan through bhakti. So this is bhakti shastra. With help of bhakti, we get Bhagavan. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Satchidananda Rupaya. The Lord is Satchidananda. Vishwotpatyadi Hetave is cause of creation, maintenance, and destruction of this whole existence. Tapatraya Vinashaya. And he could also become cause of Tapatraya. Three kinds of miseries, Adi Devik, Adhyatmik, Adi Bhautik. Sri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha. To such Sri Krishna who could make us free from all the miseries, tapatra, tapatraya vinashaya. And to such Lord Satchidananda, Sri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha, we offer our most humble obeisances. King Parikshit, of course he had 7 days and he was reciting Bhagavatam for, hearing Bhagavatam for 7 days. If you have 7 months, you should be reciting Bhagavatam for 7 months. If you have 70 years at your disposal, you should be reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for all those 70 years. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya is in fact the recommendation. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Rabhavati Naishthiki. Recite Bhagavatam constantly, all the time. Bhaktir bhavati, you will achieve bhakti. Irreversible. The listener of Bhagavatam gets established in his relationship with the Lord. And he doesn't make any further U-turns, becoming mouse again. Keeps going, moving forward, because he achieves bhakti, which is called nishtha. Yesterday we said in the beginning, there's need of shraddha, but shraddha could be komal shraddha, tender. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we become dhrida shraddha, nishthavan. Shraddhavan becomes nishthavan by reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. The goal for King Parikshit and each one of us is to అంతే నారాయణ స్మృతి. అంతే నారాయణ స్మృతి అంతే అట్ ద టైమ్ రిమెంబరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ నారాయణ్. ఇఫ్ యూ కుడ్ రిమెంబర్ నారాయణ్ ద లాస్ట్ బ్రెత్, ఇట్ డస్ బికమ్ డిఫికల్ట్ డ్యూరింగ్ దోస్ లాస్ట్ మూమెంట్స్. కంఠావరోధన విధో స్మరణం కుతస్తి. When my voice would get choked up by kanthavarodhana mucus, kanthi ghurghurayate, becomes tough to remember the Lord. As a king called King Kulshekhar, now is the time, my dear Lord, that my mind settle in thinking of you. Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarantam adyaiva me vishatu manasa rajahansaha. My mind, and he's comparing his mind with a swan. And dear Lord, your lotus feet, your feet which are lotus-like, my mind which is swan-like, let them be together. Lotus and swan. Now is a good time for remembering you, my Lord. Ante Narayana Smriti, remembrance of the Lord. Yam yam vami smaran bhavam tejanti ante kalevaram. And what we remember in the time of death is determines our future. So we need to practice remembrance of the Lord. It won't just happen. Last minute we'll be remembering the Lord. Practice would make us, ladies and gentlemen, perfect. Recently, our devotees, they were in Haridwar and they saw some big free Coca-Cola distribution was going on. Free Coca-Cola. Devotees, they were hot for summer season. So they were inquiring, how come? There's lots of Ganga Jal here, Ganga water. No Nimbu Pani or those kind of drinks, no Charanamrit, why this Coca-Cola free distribution? So the devotees were a little curious to know. And they found that there are few brothers. They said, our father departed, you know, recently our father died. That's fine. What that has to do with the Coca-Cola distribution? These brothers, they said, you know, the time of our father's departure, he was remembering Coca-Cola. he was a devotee of Bhola, Shiva. So they said, we kind of kept reminding our father, father, please, say, Bhola, you have just a few more breaths to go. Could you say Bhola? No, get Coca-Cola. The sons were really endeavoring, making special appeal. Daddy, daddy, please, please, say Bhola. The last thing father said was Coca-Cola. So the sons were kind of executing the will of last will. Last thing he said was Coca-Cola. If their father went to Coca-Cola Loca. Is that America? So this is, you know, these are very difficult. The goal is Ante Narayan, Narayan Smati, Krishna Smati. And Bhagavatam helps us to remember Lord all the time, including the time of the last breath also. Tatra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. If you just say, remember the Lord, it will be difficult, right? Do you remember my friend? And you would probably, oh, which friend? Talking about, where does he stay? How does he look like? Please tell me all this. Then I could tell whether I remember him, whether I have met him before. So how could anyone remember the Lord? Remembering Lord is remembering His name. Name, fame, glories. Sri Radhika Madhava Yorapara Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Naam Naam Pratikshana Swadana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. Our acharyas, predecessor acharyas, have set example before us. Pratikshana asvadana lolupasya. At every moment they have become addiction for hearing. What do they hear? Radha Madhava Yorapara. Radha Madhava, Radha Radhanas. Guna Rupa Namna. His name, his qualities, his pastimes, his abode. So Srimad Bhagavatam helps us. Here is how Lord looks like. And then you could remember the Lord. By seeing his form, you could remember the Lord. These are his qualities. Wonderful qualities. So we do not know, and we do not love the Lord, maybe not enough, because we do not know Him enough. More we know Him, more we would love Him, His most lovable object, and the form. And not just any and every form. We have eternal relationship with that person, Sri Krishna. It's just revival. By hearing Bhagavatam, our relationship is revived and established, further solidified. The bonds of relationship and love and affection become stronger as we hear about the Lord. Chant His holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting the holy names and hearing Lord's pastimes, worshipping the Lord in His form, and rendering lots of services unto the Lord. A As we said, Srimad Bhagavat is a bhakti shastra, teaches us how to understand the Lord, know the Lord, serve the Lord. So yesterday, probably there are 300 different answers. I can't process all of them. I'm just joking. I think you're right. Lord appeared. He exists. In order for him to appear, he has. So, world is still debating, does God exist? It's all debate going on. And here we are talking, Lord appeared. So yes, exact day, the year, and everything. We need to know is available, knowledge is available. You could even go to those places where Krishna performed his pastimes. The hill that he lifted, that Govardhan hill is there. Seeing is believing. Go see. Footprints of Krishna here and there, all over Vrindavan. You're very close, right? Footprints of Krishna here. Some devotees try to touch. Their hands tremble as they try to touch that spot. And then they take that dust and they smear that all over their bodies. But eat some of that dust that Krishna entered. Or this rock was touched by Krishna's lotus feet, and this dust is touching that footprint. Let this dust enter me. Then take a little pinch, eat. Krishna enters that way. Vrindavan dham ki, Gokul dham ki.